Thank you so much for tuning into a service with Hope Family George. We hope it inspires you and helps you with your journey with God.
What an incredible production, hey? Let's put our hands together again. And Caitlin and the team, all the cast and the production team behind the scenes is working so hard just to put everything together. My wife, Marinette, who's actually at Park Dean, one of our other congregations, this morning, on Friday night, we're watching the rehearsal together and just like amazed by the incredible talent that God has given us as a local church, and just to see them use all those gifts to glorify God, it really is so inspiring. And I think all the parents that are here and grandparents are very encouraged as well. I was speaking to one of the dads after the first service, and he was just saying, I just couldn't take my eyes off my daughter. And this is so special. It really is actually wonderful. We're going to read out of the book of Luke chapter 2 this morning, and it's just a recording of Jesus' birth and how Luke records it. And he says this, reading from verse 6. He says, while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first son, and she wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. Don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You'll find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to all those on whom God is pleased. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. It's an incredible just story of Jesus' birth. And there's so many incredible things as we read this passage of truths that speak to you and I, speak to our situation, speak to the deepest parts of who we are. And I love it that the very first people that heard the announcement were shepherds in a field. Jesus could have made this announcement, God could have made this announcement to anybody. They were in a field, they weren't in church worshiping God, they weren't at the temple, they weren't kings and people that the world might think would be more worthy to hear the announcement first. But he comes and he makes this massive announcement. He sends the angel of the Lord to them to tell them, hey, Jesus has been born. The Messiah, the Lord, the Savior has been born. And this will be the sign that you will see him in a manger. And he's going to bring great joy. But he also tells them, don't be afraid. Jesus came down. He came down to shepherds in a field. And that tells you and I that Jesus comes and meets us where we are, not where we need to be. Not where we should be. He meets us exactly where we are. He meets us in the midst of our pain, in the midst of our ordinary, in the midst of us just going through our lives. God comes and meets us. So often we can fall into the trap that we think, okay, well, I've got to get all my stuff sorted out before I can speak to God. And yes, we need to do sort out all our sins, but God will come and meet you right where you are if you just open up your heart to him. And he sends an angel, and the angel says, don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy. Don't be afraid. Such a profound statement. They tell us that the three biggest fears that we have as human beings is the fear of death, the fear of failure, that's a big one, and the fear of rejection. Fear of death. Jesus comes and deals with that because he destroys death by coming back to life. And so for us that have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we don't fear death anymore. We actually look forward to death because it's a graduation ceremony to something better. We're like, woohoo, it's going to be even better in heaven. And so he removes our fear of the future because God is with us and he holds our future in his hands. Amazing. That fear of rejection. Fear of rejection. And God comes and meets his shepherds right where they are. And God, in spite of our sin, in spite of our pain, and in spite of all the mistakes we've made, God comes and meets us right where we are. The Bible says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And maybe you know that you don't have enough. And yeah, none of us have enough. But God loves you. Even if other people don't like you, God loves you. What a relief, hey? God loves you just the way you are. Fortunately, he loves us enough to not keep us the way that we are. He wants us to change, but he loves us just the way that we are. While we were still in our mess, he died for us. Fear of rejection and the fear of failure. God with us, he comes and gives us everything that we need to succeed. God knows that you're not enough. He knows that you don't have everything that you need to succeed. He knows. He's just waiting for you to realize that you don't, that you got to realize that you don't have what you need. And the sooner we come to realize the fact that we don't have what we need, the better it is, because that's when we turn our attention to God and say, God, help me. And he's like, I've been waiting for you to say that. And that's when he comes down and he helps us. And he deals with all of our fears. And then he comes and he says, I bring you great joy. Great joy. In a world where there's so much pain, there's so much suffering. Part of that joy is to heal our hearts. Bible says he binds up the brokenhearted. Only God can replace sorrow with joy, genuine joy. Only God can do that. Only God can bind up the broken, can heal a broken heart. Maybe you're going through life because you've experienced rejection yourself, or maybe you've just faced disappointment. Your heart is broken. Good news, God came to bring you joy to all people, not only those people that have a perfect life, but even you. God comes to give us joy. He binds up the brokenhearted. That's what he does. He comes down into our mess and he lifts us up. He lifts us up into something so much better. Only God can do that. Lying in a manger, he comes down into a manger. Why in a manger? Why would that be the sign? Because God humbled himself so that he can lift us up. He came down so that he could lift you up. He lifts you up from where you are, and you and I become the children of God. Amazing. Think about that, that from us, just these lowly people on this small planet, God sees us and loves us, and we get adopted into his family. We become children of God. He lifts us up from our mess and gives us a better future. Incredible. Amazing. Not only does he come and lift us up and give us a better future, but he comes to shower his love on us. This Christmas story is that we've been reading and talking about today and celebrating, and it's being celebrated all around the world. It's only the beginning of the story, because actually it affects you and I. And so Jesus is coming into the world as the beginning of the story, but it's also a new beginning for you and me. It was a new beginning for humanity, that God would come down and give us hope and bring the possibility of a better future. But as we've been talking about this morning, he wants to come into your life and give you a better future. That this could be the turning point of your life. This could be the change that you've been waiting for. Maybe you have a broken heart. Maybe you know that you don't have what it takes. Maybe you have been struggling with sin and you just can't seem to get victory. Maybe you've just given up on yourself and on your future, on your marriage or a broken relationship. You know, when God comes in, he restores. When God comes in, he brings great joy. When God comes in, he gives us a better future. We don't have to fear the future because God holds the future. He holds the future. He stepped into our darkness, and he steps into our darkness to lead us into his light. He comes into our world so that we could participate and be a part of his world. Like we said, the Christmas story is just the beginning of a much better story for you. But we have to accept him. We have to acknowledge him and realize that we need him and choose to follow him from where we are into everything else. Otherwise, this is just another excuse to have a holiday. But it's so much more than that. It's so much more than that. So would you pray with me? Would you close your eyes and let's come before God? Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for everything that you've done for us, God. The fact that you came into a broken, dirty world, that you came to shepherds on a hill, and you come into our lives right where we are, God. And we just want to say, God, we need you. Come into our hearts, Lord. Heal up our broken hearts. Bring joy where there's been so much sadness. Lord, all our fears and our inadequacies, Lord, I pray that you would deal, help us, Lord, and just heal us, Jesus, so we can experience all that you've got for us. While we're in this attitude of prayer, maybe you here, and maybe you know that you're far from God. So while everybody's eyes are closed and heads bowed, maybe you know that you actually need help. You need God in your life. Maybe your story is not a good story, or your story is a story of self-reliance, or your story is a story of a broken heart or disappointment, or a story dominated by failure or fear. God came down to help us and to deal with us. And he wants our future to be different, but we have to accept him. We have to acknowledge our need for him. We have to repent of our failures and our sin and say, God, I want to follow you. I want to serve you. God, I need you. And if that's you this morning, that I'd love to lead you in a very simple prayer. Maybe you gave your life to the Lord a long time ago, but maybe you may need to make a fresh commitment this morning. Or maybe you need to give your life to him for the very first time. And if that's you, while everybody's eyes are closed and everybody's head's bowed, I'd love to lead you in a very, very simple prayer. Could you just quickly raise your hand so I know who I'm praying with? Well done, well done. Amazing, well done. Best decision you could ever make. You can put your hands down. I'm going to pray a prayer, and I'm going to ask all those that raise their hands to repeat this prayer after me. And with the rest of the congregation, pray along as well. Say this: Lord Jesus, please forgive me. I need you. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. I need your strength. Come and change me, God, as I try to serve you. Today, I commit to following you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Stay in touch. We'd love to hear from you. Send through your prayer requests, praise reports, or any questions you might have to 062-214-2814. That's 062-214-2814.